Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba. Phezu kokwala kwayo ukwethula uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-Electronic Voters Roll. Umongameli wele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ubikwa esesimeni esibi ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala elokwehluleka ukuphatha kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe engena ku-$4 million. Kwezemidlalo abasekeli beGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi ngemva kokukhahlelelwa phandle kweqembu labo kwimidlalo yeWorld Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli wakwele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uphakathi kokuqhoba amathambo engqondo ngela kusasa lakhe ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala lokungaphathi kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali engena kuzigidi zamadola emelika ezine i-$4 million eplazini lakhe lephalaphala. Lokhu kuvezwe yihofisi yakhe izolo. Iqula elakhethwa ngusomlomo wedale lephalamende ukuthi licubungule lolu daba lethule impumela yalo izolo ekhomba ukuthi umongameli Ramaphosa engaba wephula umthetho ngokwehluleka ukumangala lolu daba emapholiseni kanye lokucela umongameli wakwele Namibia ukuthi ancedise ekuthungatheni ababetshontshe imali yakhe. Inkokheli yebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC ithi izahlangana phezu kwalolu daba namuhla. Abanye bathi uRamaphosa ulakho ukwazisa ukuthi usetshiya umsebenzi. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eProject 4263 phezu kokwala kwayo ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumitshina yamakhompyutha olwe-Electronic Voters Roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela linhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu yenkantolo izolo. Umqondisi weProject 4263 uMnumzana Yangasen Matete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kanengi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise ivoters roll kodwa isala. Ngevike phelileyo, umeli weHarare North edalele parlamente uMnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga lebandla le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi kayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bathenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni. Yona ethi ibiza inkulungwane zamadola aseMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili $187,000 ukwalolunye. Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bakhuza umhlola phezu kwalimbhadalo besithi iningi kakhulu. Ngenyanga edluleyo, enye yalezi nhlanganiso e-Election Resource Center imangalele iZEC e-High Court isithi ifuna yehlise lintengo. U Uno pala jikelele we United Nations umnumzana Antonio Guterres uthi ukuguquka komkhathi izimpi kanye lokoma kwempilo ngenxa yobuyanga ngokunye kwempangela zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. Okuteresh wethule amazwi la enkundleni yeTwitter enanza umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Lo mkhankaso uqale ukunanzwa mhla ka 25 kuLwezi emhlabeni jikelele ngenjongo yokuqeda udlakela oluqondiswe kubomama labantwana njalo uphela mhla ka 10 kulinyanga. Namuhla inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women ithi inxusa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifisa ukuphatheka kumkhankaso lo ukuthi zivunule impahla eziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Ithi njalo kuza kuba lombuthano esibhedlela seHopley eHarare lapho kuzakhulunyiswana khona ngokuvikela abantwana kubadlwenguli. Sixoxele siphathamandla salinhlanganiso unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni.
IVeritas Women luhlelo oluqondane lokuphakamisa amalungelo, imithetho lenhlalakahle yabantu besifazane. Ngosuku lwesibili olukampalakazi, iVeritas ihlanganela nomhlaba wonke jikelele ekukhankaseni insuku ezilitshumi nasithupha ezokulwa lodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane. Sikhankasa ngokugqoka impahla ezilombala oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka.
Luzabe luqhutshelwa ngaphi lolu hlelo?
Sizaluqhuba esigodlweni esikhulu seHarare esibhedlela seWopley. Ngalolu hlelo sijonge ukuqoqisana nokulimukisa abesifazane ngemithetho, udlame kanye nenhlalakahle yabo. Silokukhathazeka okukhulu kakhulu ukuhlukunyezwa kwamankazana ngokocansi, behlukunyezwa ngabazali babo abesilisa kanye labantu abasondelene nabo okumele bebavikele ezimbulini abahlala kizo. Ngalokhu-ke sa uzulu wonke ukugqoka impahla eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Sicela iziphathamandla ezifaneleyo ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo ekuvikeleni izingane ikakhulu amankazana.
Ungathi uhlelo luqondane lobani njalo kulokunye yini elizakwenza mayelana lokukhankasa litshengisela insolo yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane?
Uhlelo lolu luqondane lozulu wonke jikelele ukuze siphathisane njalo silimukise ekuvikeleni udlame abesifazane lamantombazane. Sizabe silogatsha lwethu umtholampilo, isibhedlela sosizo lwezemthetho. Umuntu wonke ukhululekile ukuxoxisana lathi mayelana ngokuhlukunyezwa, ukuncindezela abantu besifazane. Ngosuku lokuxhasa insuku lezi sizahlanyela izithelo, izihlahla zezithelo ezitshiyatshiyeneyo ezizaba yisikhumbuzo sokunanzelela, ukuvikela kanye nokunakekela abantu besifazane. Uzulu wonke uyanxuswa ukuthi ahlanganele lathi, sibambisane ndawonye, sixhase omama lamantombazane kusuku lezi zokuvikela lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane.
Unkosikazi Laina Ndiweni ngowenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women. Ubexoxa ecingweni loGaina Gumede Saidi weStudio 7. Isakhamuzi seLupane unkosazana nokuthula moyo ofelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ngemva kokutshaywa ngumbane ngeviki edluleyo uthi ikusasa lakhe labantwabakhe abahlanu selibuvilibane ngoba abasela ndlela yokuziphilisa nanku bebethembele kulezi zifuyo. Uthi inkomo lezi bezimnceda kakhulu ngoba ubethola uchago kuzo, alime ngazo, athengise izilimo, abhadalele abantwana ama-school fees, abuye abathengele ukudla lezembatho ngenzuzo ayitholayo. Umamoyo ohlala eLupane esigabeni seMpembesi 1 Resettlement Village 25B kuward 23 njalo otholakala kunombolo ezithi plus 263-771-906-014 uthi abenelisayo bengamphathisa ngezigqoko ukudla kumbe imali.
Zihlobo zami ngilahlekelwe, ngilahlekelwe izinkomo ezitshayela izulu. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngilemuli labantwana abangu-5. Okuqala, umntana wami wokuqala akafundi, uhlala ekhaya ngoyade encedisa ukulima. Owesibili uphumele 5 last year and then lo nyaka ube supplementa, so ayingakwazi ukuthi engaphuma lezi ngakhe. And then owesi-2 ungu-form 2, owesi-3 ungu-grade 4 uya ku-grade 5 next year, okugcina ungu-ECD B next year uya ku-grade 1. Uma ngithengisa amabele ngiyenelise ukubathengela izigqoko. Zihlobo zami, ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngicela uncedo. Ngiphakathi kobunzima engingabatshela bani, omunye lomunye kazizwe. Elesihlelo abami bebhadalelwa zinkomo, bebezenelisa ukudla, ngilima bazuze uchako. UNkulunkulu alibusise abazayenelisa ukungceda. Ngiyakhala zihlobo zami, abantu abami kumnyaka ozayo, ukuthi bazafundiswa ukuyi usizo lokuthi nje abantu abami bathole ukufunda, bathole impilo nje, ukuthi beqhubeke bephila besidla njengansuku zonke, begqoka, bethola isepa, bethola konke nje okufanele. Bengafundanga, impilo sokuyimfundo. Impilo yokuthi umntwana adle, agqoke, awatshe. Pho-ke ibhenki chile, zihlobo zami, ngitshele ibhenki. Ondingayo ngandithola enambeni +263 77, umuntu ongumama. Hhayi, angazi, angilala, ngithole ibuthongo. Oyamukelayo akabusiswa, kodwa kubusisa ophayo. Ngimadolonzima, ngibuthakathaka lasemkhulekweni lokuthi ngaqonda ngaphi le msebenzi kayitholakali ukuthi ngiyedinga umsebenzi. Aluba ngabe imisebenzi yatholakala benzadinga umsebenzi, nkwanisi ngiyenelisa ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu abami. Pho kunzima sihlobo ukuthi ngizaqonda abantu abami, ngizabaqondisa ngaphi.
Unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo yisakhamuzi seLupane esifelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ezitshaywe ngumbane. Ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni? I-Herald ithi umgcinisihlalo wekomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo elizweni, eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, uNkosikazi Joyce Matanda Moyo uthi izisebenzi zemithethwandaba eziningi zikhohlakele. I-News Day ithi uZulu weZimbabwe usebhekane lokukhwela mahlayana njalo kwentengo yezinto ezichiyeneyo ngalesi sikhathi kuyiwa kukhefu leKhisimusi.
Soku isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Selibona Studio 7. Mina ngibuya le matambeni ngomthalandoda, iligama engingazibiza ngalo. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu, ngizwa usizi kakhulu ma uPresident ebhize edlalisa imali kanje, enikana lama-MP leziphatha amandla zakhe imali ukuthi esibhedlela akulamithi, umgwaqo alungiswa, amadamu agejwa. Ithaipi kaPresident enjani nje? So kunzima lokhu, kunzima lokhu. Ugawule la uzowavuma ukuthi hhayi, yabona ke iZANU-PF yabheda, hhayi uzowavuma ugawule ukuthi hhayi imali yadlaliswa. Ngiyambongela ngokulokulahleka nyani ugawule, kodwa-ke namhlanje hhayi uzowangena endleleni. Ngibingelelela uPane yonke, ngithi H41.
Hey, Studio 7, salibona ndinjani ngapho? Siyabonga indaba ezilohlonzi. Hey, besingaba yini ngaphandle kwendaba zeqiniso, besiyoyisuthi propaganda. Siyabonga. Udaba lwami lulapha, ukuthi ngiyaqala ngqangqangqa ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule. Ngiyaqala ukumuzwa naye ekhuluma ehambisana loNini ukuthi i-40,000 is too much. $40,000. iningi impela kakhulu. Endlela yokuthi khona osalungazi ukuthi khona bayithole kanjani laba bantu. Njalo bayiphiwa nje ngodaba lokuthi bathi khona bazoyibhadala njani, nini. Ezibhedlela akulalutho, ezibhedlela akulalisi, kodwa kutholakala ukuthi abanye bathola 40,000 US dollar, abanye 500 US dollar. Imali leni ingasiza ezibhedlela kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Ngiyaqala ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule impela ushaye khona. Ngiyabonga
Ntungamili Nkomo, lani lonke basakazi baka Studio 7. Eish, lami ngithi ngempawulo. Yazi izano sivulele ilizwe izano. Ngiyamangala ngoGawule nalo Thuma abathona bekhulumela izano ngani le nto eyenzile esizweni saseZimbabwe. Izano ivulele ilizwe, ivulele umkhonomi, yabulala nemvelo nje esayiphiwa uNkulunkulu. Ivulele izano PF. Ngoba awubuki mabe thatha leli lizwe kuSmith. USmith wayele mthetho, kwakungalinywa duze lomfula, kwakuvikelwa imfula, kuvikelwa amadamu, kuvikelwa izilwane nje zasendle zazivikeleke. Bangena bona, nxa usaphotha izami ungaze ubulale iziphi izilwane ezilongo sikuphambili ngezami PF, awubotshwa, awulalutho lwezilele. Yabona kwelakithi amadamu lemfula kugcwele udaka manje, abantu sebelima bezibelima umfula. Behluleka nje ukuvikela imvelo nje sayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu for mahara, singasavala umkhonomi aleli bandla leli libuleli lizwe. Uyabona uSmith, mbuzo kaSmith, uSmith wayengumlungu, wayeyithanda ngcono iZimbabwe kulezayo, ngoba wayevikela kwakusenziwa amakandiwa, kusenziwa yonke nje into yokuthi ivikele idamu. Bona bangena umnangagwa lakomgabe, bathi abantu bezilongo bebavotela limani, akulamthetho. Kambe ilizwe linjani ngeke linginamthetho kodwa? Ngoba nxa ungumlandeli wezami wenza umathanda nje, uyazenzela umathanda uyelilima, ukhosi umfula ugcwala udaka, amadama wayenzima. Babulela ilizwe laba bantu, angazi ukuthi uThuma noGawule bayithatha njani nale into. Ngoba eZimbabwe kumpunza edlemini nje, uyazenzela umathanda ezilongu supporta iZanu PF. Bebe sebevalela nje labo abangabe besupport amanye amaphathi, kodwa as long as support is unpaid we can do whatever you want.
Sarubona, ngiyabingelela abantu bakithi. Ngiyabingelela Morris Khumlano Kongwena, ngokuzalwa ngiseTholota Komati. Ngalesi sikhathi ngiso ngilapho eGoli ngokokusebenza okuphanda esemadlelweni aluhlaza. Ngingamadlela aluhlaza njengoba kithi kunzima kangaka. Hayi kakhulu hlobo zami, siyabonga, siyathokoza kakhulu elisenzela khona ukusiphakela indaba imihla lamalanga, indaba eziyizindawo zakithi esizidinga. Siyabonga. Naloko engigqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi asihambeni siyevota abafisayo, ngoba lokhu okwezani lokhu kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Manje intoke ngisagxila entweni eyodwa, ngiyayizi i-MRP inkinga yayo besingayivotela ilobandlululo, abantu be-MRP lobandlululo, abantu bakithi bandlululo lalo lukhulu linayo, ngabe likhankasa lidinga ngendlela enhle. Lokhu ukuthi libe licwasa amabandla loku lithi leli lindle leli lindambonto kule nto ongasiza ngayo loku sawabantwana basesindebeleni. Lungisani laphana kube right, uma lifuna ukuvotela livotele indlela enhle, hhayi loku ukuthi laqumisa ilizwe kwatsha kwacima zonke lezi ndambonto kungalisiza lokho.
Labo be kungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amasotsha kwele-Somalia alwisane labahlamuki beqembu le-Al-Shabaab abulala abangama-40 izolo. I-Reuters ithi njalo abahlamuki bakwele DRC abeqembu le-M23 bahlasele abantu makhaza babulala abangamachumi amahlanu. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ngolwezi uhulumende weMelika uphatheke emhlanganweni weKimberley Process oqhutshwa kanye ngomnyaka eGaborone kwele Botswana. IKimberley Process yinhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eyasungulwa ngo-2003 eletha ndawonye ababambiqhaza abachiyeneyo ngenjongo yokwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana avela emazweni alezimpi ethengiswa ikakhulu ngamalwecatsha ukuze athole imali yokulwisana labohulumende abakhethwe nguZulu. Kumbiko oveza imbono kahulumende weMelika phezu komhlangano lo, ugatsha lweState Department luncome kakhulu eleBotswana lona elasekelwa yiyo iMelika ukuthi kube yilo elibamba lomhlangano lonyaka. IMelika ithi eleBotswana liqhuba inhlelo zokwemba ngendlela eqondileyo okwenza lamukeleke kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukwenjiwa kwamadayimana ngokucacileyo. EleMelika selilesikhathi liqhuqhuzela ukuthi kuqheliswe ingcazelo yamadayimana agejwa lapho kulezimpi khona ama-conflict diamonds. Umuntu wonke ogqoka kumbe osebenzisa amadayimana kumele abeke ithemba kuKimberley Process ukuthi ibe leqiniso lokuba amadayimana wonke avela lapho okuhlonitshwa khona amalungelo kaZulu. EleMelika lizaqhubeka liqhuqhuzela lokho. Olunye udaba olube segudwini emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe kwele Botswana lo ngolwemithetho yalinhlanganiso esetshenziswe ngele Russia lele Belarus ukuvimba ukukhulumisana ngomthelela obangelwa yokuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine yiRussia kanye lokuthi iKimberley Process kumele iphathe njani udaba lwamadayimana avela kwele Russia. IMelika lamanye amazwe adlelana layo ayefuna ukuthi umhlangano lo uhlafune lezindaba. Umsekeli kanobhala weMelika obona ngezenotho lamabhizimusi uWhitney Bird uthe umhlaba awungeke ukhangele eceleni usekela iRussia ihlasela abantu baseUkraine okulilizwe elililunga leKimberley Process. IKimberley Process kumele ikhangelisise ukuthi iRussia iyazilandela kuhle na izimiso zalinhlanganiso ezigoqela ukuthi akulamadayimana avela elizweni elisempini amele avunyelwe ukuthengiselwa amazwe omhlaba. Lanxa ukukhulumisana ngalolu daba kwenqatshelwe, incwadi eyabhalwa nguBhedi lencwadi ezabhalwa ngamanye amazwe zafakwa kumbiko okuphetha lomhlangano. Okokugcina, ugatsha lweState Department lwaveza ukuthi ele United States of America liphatheke kabi ngokulwisana okuselizweni laseCentral African Republic kanye lomthelela limpi elawo ekuthengisweni kwamadayimana alo. EleMelika lathembisa ukuqhubeka likhulumisana lohulumende weCentral African Republic ukuze kubonakale ukuthi imilayo yeKimberley Process iyalandelwa lokuthi amadayimana la athengiswa ngendlela kungephulwa izimiso zalinhlanganiso. IMelika izimisele ukulondoloza ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana ngendlela eqondileyo njalo izaqhubeka isekela iKimberley Process. lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezenguqu abasekeli beqembu leGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi izolo ngemva kokugunyulwa kwaleli qembu emidlaleni yeFIFA World Cup lanxa nje linqobe iCosta Rica 4-2. IGermany yehluleke ukudlulela kuhlandla elilandelayo eleGroup of 16 ngoba ayitholanga imiklomelo eneleyo kweminye imidlalo yayo emibili. Lokhu kuphe iSpain ithuba lokudlulela phambili lanxa nje inqotshwe iJapan 2-1. IMorocco ibe liqembu leAfrika elesibili ukudlulela phambili ilandela iSenegal ngemva kokunqoba iCanada. Sibuze intatheli yezemidlalo uJafet Ngwele Dube ukuthi uthini ngokuphuma kweGermany kule midlalo lanxa nje lingelinye labo maqhuzu kwezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele.
Izimanga Ntunga, nizimanga lezi. Ngoba bengacabangela ukuthi iGermany yabe sibuyela ekhaya nje after first round. Bese ikhangelele njengamathimu yamanye amathimu nje azafika kufinal. Kodwa hhayi, khanya kwehlule. Germany yehlule kuzwinela igame yayo yokuqala idlala leJapan. I think that was the most crucial match for them. Kwathi bese landa iSpain lapho igame yabo yesibili, hhayi kwagcina kuyi-draw. Ngani kwehlula ukuthi bawine. Last game week asebebuya khona sebewina, kodwa hhayi i-World Cup nje ngamagame amathathu i-first round. Kufuna wona lawo amabili ubone la ukuthi inye yakhona uyanqoba. Ngoba bamelele yokugcina, hhayi akulanto ehambayo. Hhayi siphumile, hhayi. Bese ikhangelele sithi kumbeza yaphambili, hhayi. Kodwa inguqu ibhora linjalo, bathi ibhora liyagiqika. Liyagiqika kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuphansi, kwesinye isikhathi kuphezulu. Sithabele iJapan laphana, hhayi ukuthi ihambile yayaphambili. Asazi ukuthi siyaphambili izokwenza njani. Kodwa hhayi, ibhora lakhona kudlalwa ukushintshana nje. IGermany siphumile, sithi mana sibona amanye amaqembu ukuthi ayenza njani. Ungabuya ungabophanga amabhutsu, ungaphakamisanga amasoks akho, hayo uyaphuma.
ICameroon leGhana ubona zidlala njani?
For Africa sekungena amaqembu amabili kuma-quarter finals. IMorocco leSenegal. Bekungaba kuhle nje ukuthi kungaba lelinye iqembu elingahamba lalo lengena, sibe la maqembu amathathu ahambayo kuma-quarter final. Kwenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba lethuba sokuthi elokuthi i-Africa layo ibe leqembu kuma-semifinal. Amagame akusasa, hheyi, anzima lawa ngawokugcina. And wonke amaqembu nje abe sefuna ukuthi awine ukwenzela ukuthi i-position yawo laphana isiya kuma-quarter finals baphume bephezulu. Hheyi, iCameroon kunzima, idlala leBrazil. Brazil are the favorites, abakadliwa. Yiyo i-team nje ebengani consistent, yiyo i-team ebengani yadlala. So hey, ukuthi iCameroon laphana ingatsha iBrazil, hayi angiboni. Kodwa sokumele bangene babophe siqini badlale lawo, babone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza egroundi. Ukuthi iGhana le Uruguay, ya lakho lapha kuthambanga, iGhana akumelanga nje ixegise, akumelanga ixegise ngoba ingaxegisa nje ingatsha. Kodwa hayi, ngiyibona ngani le thuba. Ngiyibonile thuba lapha lokuthi ingakwanisa ukuthi inqobe iUruguay. Ithuba likhona, kodwa hayi, kuyabemele babophe, akumelanga baxegise.
UJafet Ngwele Dube yintatheli yezemidlalo. Asazi-ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni iGhana idlala le Uruguay lamuhla, kuthi iCameroon yona izanqikilana le Brazil. Abanye bathi suicide le uCameroon, kanti abanye bathi hayi, isithembile layo iCameroon izamelana layo iBrazil. iSerbia inqikilana le Switzerland, kuthi iPortugal eka Ronaldo yona izanqikilana le South Korea. Kwanele mthwaka zomuhle, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Olivale lisayo nguntungamili nkomo nkololokwana wamatukanduna muhwezvanana makamu angu kakale mubene weekend yakanaka toboka.